wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey.
The key to greatness. Almost every one of us has had an ambition to be great, even though we knew that very few ever attained this. So we read the lives of great men to discover the secret of their greatness. Some are only great in the eyes of their comrades. Others gain world admiration. But the supreme attainment is to be great before God and thus honored by him. Some are great for just a short time, others for longer duration, but to be held in eternal memory, this is the highest honor. We shall then consider a man who is the greatest of his day, and though he lived 3,000 years ago, yet his greatness has not diminished. He still holds a most unique place in the Hall of Fame. In his wonderful life, there was one experience that was the key to his greatness, and this experience can now be yours, and it will likewise make you great. It is the Lord alone who can make a man great, eternally great, but a man's experiences do enter into it. This man had an experience that meant so much to God, the Lord at once made him his honored servant. And that same experience so transformed his life, it fitted him for his life's work. The man was Isaiah, the greatest evangelist of all the Old Testament times. In heaven there are millions, I mean millions, of Jews and Gentiles who are converted to God through the written sermons of this great man of God. Who could count those converted through Isaiah 1:18? Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool, if ye be willing. Who could tell the multitude led back to God through Isaiah chapter 53, as Isaiah told of the Savior who was wounded for our transgressions? He appealed with all his evangelistic zeal to all men, saying, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way. Let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. These messages of Isaiah are still leading thousands to our Lord Jesus Christ. What was the experience that made this man so great? I will let him tell it. Listen. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Then said I, woe is me, for I am unclean, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphim unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth, and said, lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. And he said, go. This was Isaiah's experience that made him so great before God and toward men. And this experience can be yours today. Let me explain in more detail. Isaiah's experience starts by telling us that King Uzziah died. To learn how to be great, we should also study the lives of those who lost out, to learn the pitfalls in the road to greatness. Uzziah died, smitten by God in judgment. What for? He fell through pride, thinking that because he was a king on a throne, he could ignore what God had commanded and approach God in his way. It was just like those in our day who despise the blood of Jesus Christ as the only cleansing from sin, and they reject the Lord Jesus Christ as the one and only way to God, while they, in pride, boast of their personal goodness and parade their good works as their way to heaven. Oh, my neighbor, get off that road called pride. It is the devil's express way to the furnace of fire and will land you in the fiery torments. Uzziah fell into the pit of pride and lost out. Conceited pride, mingled with self-will, and topped off with no repentance, have been the ruin and eternal doom of many once promising men. Neighbor, watch out for that pit. Uzziah died, but Isaiah lived. Isaiah came to that same pit of pride, and he stumbled. In the previous chapter, he tells us about it. He was a respectable young man, and not rough and wicked as others. In his conceited pride, he scorned others for their wickedness, and they deserved it. But he prided himself on being so much better. He first looked on the oppressor who got rich by cheating others, and he cried, "Woe be on him." Then he turned to see the all-night dancers, and he cried, "Woe on them." He cried another, "Woe on the God-defiant freelancer." Then he sees the hypocrite, and he despises him and cries, "Woe on him." Then the lofty and proud catch his eye, and he pronounces again his "Woe on him." Then he sees the maker and drinkers of strong drink, and he cried out, "Woe on all the liquor business." And then, just as he was about to fall into that pit of pride, he sees himself as God turns the searchlight of his holiness on him. Isaiah now sees himself to be such a repulsive, filthy, and wicked sinner, he beats his own breast and cries, "Woe is me, for I am unclean." What happened to him? Isaiah said, "I saw the Lord on a throne." He had a personal experience with the Lord. Neighbor, that's just what you must have. You have had experiences with churches, preachers, altars, and priests, but that won't do. You must get to Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Your sins have all been against God, and you must repent before God. The Lord Jesus has bled and died for you, and you must receive him as your living Lord and Savior. It must be your own personal experience. No lawyer can represent you at God's court. No priest, rabbi, or preacher can speak for you. You must go in person, and all must be your own personal confession. In God's holy presence, Isaiah's wicked sinfulness all came to light. Neighbor, have you ever seen yourself in God's presence? This will help you to see yourself as you really are. First, read God's holy law, and then consider yourself. Then, study God's Son, the man Christ Jesus, as he always glorified God in his life, and thus consider yourself. That's enough to make every man beat his own breast and cry like Isaiah, "Woe is me, for I am unclean." Isaiah said, "I saw the Lord upon a throne." We preach to you Christ Jesus the Lord. You must receive him as your Lord. Confess him as your Lord. And surrender to him as your Lord if you will be saved. Isaiah's experience started and ended with the Lord, and so must yours. Christ will save you only when you're willing to submit to him as your Lord. Isaiah heard the seraphim cry, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord." And he cried, "I am unclean, unclean, unclean." The presence of the thrice holy God revealed Isaiah as a thrice unclean sinner, unclean in thought, unclean in word, and unclean in deed. Thus Isaiah repented. All his pride went up in smoke. All his righteousness he counted but as filthy rags. And he abandoned them and cast himself upon the Lord. We will see how God reacts when a man forsakes his pride and really repents. Listen, then flew. Yes, God is in a hurry to meet the need of this repentant man. Just like in our Lord's parable, the father ran to meet the returning prodigal son and to embrace him and to forgive him when he repented. Neighbor, your soul will be in a deadlock till you repent. Heaven will be walled against you. God will be afar off till you repent. But when you do, heaven will go into action as the Lord moves to save and change you. When Isaiah repented, he saw an altar. The live coals remained as a testimony that the sacrifice had already been offered, speaking of our risen Savior. The zealot took a live coal to touch Isaiah's unclean lips, and his sin was taken away, and God's word assured him of it. Neighbor, when you repent, you will see a cross, a sacrifice, a Savior who died for your sins, an empty tomb, a living Lord. You will see Jesus, who was delivered for your offenses and raised for your justification, and you will have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It will be as real to you as Isaiah felt that hot coal. God's salvation is a reality, something known, something felt. Now Isaiah, cleansed and assured, listens. He's brought so near the living God, he hears the holy triune God in their council. He said, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? What does this mean? I send, that's one. Go for us, that's more than one. It is the Holy Trinity, the God, one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Isaiah wanted to serve the Lord, and so he said, here am I, send me. And the Lord said, go. And he went forth to be God's most honored prophet. Neighbor, do you want to be truly great? Then take Isaiah's way. Repent before God and come in touch by faith with the Lord Jesus Christ, making a complete surrender to him as your living Lord, to go where he sends you and do what he commands you. This made Isaiah great, and it will make you great also. Neighbor, listen carefully as I sum up this message. First, there was and is today a living God in heaven who speaks and reveals himself to men. And as Isaiah did, so we must have a personal experience with that living Lord God. To have that experience, you must, as Isaiah did, cry, I am unclean. God will reveal himself to you when he hears you confess your sin and guilt in real repentance as you seek his mercy. Second, Isaiah had an experience that he knew and he felt with that live coal from the altar. The altar prefigured Calvary's cross, where Christ died for our sins. And the live coal from the altar typified our Lord's resurrection as he is alive forevermore. You must have a real personal experience with the Lord Jesus Christ. To have that, you must call in faith on the Lord Jesus to save you as you confess him to be your Lord and your Savior. Third, Isaiah heard the voice of the Lord. Some read a verse of the Bible and they claim they're saved. This will not do. Our Lord Jesus said, the hour is coming and now is when the dead, that is dead in their sins, shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. The Lord may use the very words of the Bible in speaking to you, but it is only when it is his voice speaking right to you personally that you will pass from death unto everlasting life by the voice of the Son of God. To have this personal experience, linger in his presence, confessing you are dead in your sins, not only helpless but hopeless, and you call on him to give you his eternal life. When you have this personal experience with the Lord Jesus Christ, no matter what comes in your life, you can always rest secure in this. I am my Lord's and he is mine. Ever since that day when I met my Savior all alone, and I received him and he received me to be his forever. And when you and I, and Isaiah too, meet in heaven, we shall rejoice together as we each one remember the day of our experience with our Lord and Savior and give him the thanks and praise forever. This is another message of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman.